You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Speaking of, can I say something about the Broncos real quick?
What?
Yeah, no, because you mentioned the Broncos. And I'm watching the game. Did Sean Payton never explain what happened on that fourth down?
Are you familiar? I didn't see Sean Payton's press conference.
The Broncos are up 20-12, 1 minute, 5 seconds to go in the game. They have the ball.
Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have the ball on their 36, like in field goal range. Sean Payton goes for it. Bo Nix drops back a little bit and just heaves it into the end zone where basically nobody's there, just a throwaway. Why'd he do that? He was clearly told by Sean Payton, hey, drop back and just heave it as far as you can. Mm-hmm. The Titans got the ball. The Titans got the ball back on the 36 with a minute 5 left, down 8. Why did he do that?
I'm going to see if I can find out.
I don't know.
What the hell? Also, could have just kicked the field goal, too, and like maybe you miss it, but could have made it, too. What is that, 36? That's 54 yards?
This is a pretty amazing play. I do...
54 yards is a chip shot for the rest of the NFL nowadays.
I do think he was throwing it to somebody, though.
There was a receiver in the vicinity. If the way Bo Nix dropped back, it was just like, get rid of it.
It kind of closed in on him pretty quick because there's a receiver there. He missed the throw bad. I'm looking for a Sean Payton explanation, and I cannot find one. Jesse's going to put the play up on the screen.
We need Pablo.
Pablo finds out.
Got to figure out what's going on here. Like I said, you're on the 36.
Only quote I found was, man, I thought our defense was outstanding in the second half.
You're on the 36. Now, let's see here. It is more of a regular play than I gave you credit for, but – aren't we just kicking the field goal?
No, here? I think
they
low-key had that, no?
No, I thought, I mean, there's a guy there.
Yeah.
He just missed
him. Marvin Mims, they had an opportunity.
He missed him.
I don't think that was a throwaway play. I think Sean Payton maybe got a little bit greedy, though.
Maybe it's the way Bo Nix threw the ball.
Well, no, he does. So watch it. Watch through it because it looks like watch how quickly everything, like, collapses on him. Mm. He gets rid of it, and then, like, immediately is watch, and there it goes, and, like, the whole defensive line and offensive line is in his face.
He didn't have much time. Okay. I think it looked
ugly. I mean, fourth and 8 is wild.
Because you can't take a sack right there either.
No.
I think where he is.
You're dead, yeah.
Okay.
But Sean Payton, he's an offensive genius.
Jake Moody on the Broncos.
Oh, Will Lutz, actually, he's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, just know you guys answered the question. I had a question, you guys answered it.
Oh, that's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
broadcast journalist.
Got the win, though. Broncos 1-0. Bo Nix looked a little suspect yesterday.
Did he look suspect, or did he not look like everyone told us he would look to start the season?
Combination of both.
Because you guys set the bar really high.
They set the bar.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I'm talking to them. I'm not talking to the non-players who cover the league. I'm talking only to the players who cover the league.
Yeah, shout out Peter Schrager. Yeah. What's the name, Schrager?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Ryan wasn't.
We're not talking to you. We're talking to the. Talking to the
players. Ryan wasn't talking to you.
Bo Nix was 3,775 yards, 29 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, or 12 interceptions last year.
What was the touchdown to interception number again?
29 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
29 to 12.
He was good last year. I didn't think he was spectacular. Like I didn't feel about Bo Nix the way I felt about CJ Stroud after his rookie year.
Yeah, CJ Stroud had him in yards and interceptions.
CJ was 4,000 plus, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, 4,100.
But they talking like Bo about Bo like that's what he is.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, it's that's kind of the downside to the type of offseason that the Denver Broncos had. Mm. Is they hyped you up a lot. And it's like, okay, like you want to see that in week one. You might not see it in week one. You might not see it for a few weeks. Like this is, you know, you've got a lot of games ahead of you. But you watch with 3 months of expectations, either good or bad. Like maybe the Raiders win wasn't as good as we thought. Maybe they didn't play as well as we think that they did. But we had 3 months of expectations of being really unclear about what we were going to be seeing week number one. Brock Purdy carried a lot of expectations going into that game. 3 months, dated back to the second he signed that contract, expectations started. That was Denver. Yeah. Denver was one of the talks of the offseason.
Saints started 2-0 last year. Went crazy on offense.
How'd that go? Was that when they scored 90 points over 2 weeks? That was last year?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Derek Carr was still in the league.
Yeah. Derek Carr, did you see his clip?
Clip of what?
He was on one of the broadcasts. Fantastic.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay.
He was in one of the studio shows.
Very good.
He was so good, he might be next. Like Romo, Madden. Well, I didn't hear him in the booth, so I don't know how he sounds there.
Wait, was he in the booth?
No, he was on like a set,
okay.
A TV set.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay.
He was sensational.
I thought JJ was pretty good. I think that was JJ's first game.
That was the
yesterday.
Jets game, right?
I think it was the Jets Steelers.
Yeah.
I didn't get to hear a ton of it, though, because... Mm. The Raiders were playing at the same time. But every time I looked at that damn part of the quad box, Aaron Rodgers was throwing a touchdown. Or Justin Fields was doing something.
Yeah, Justin Fields was making plays. He was making plays, man. Good for him. We had that discussion on Friday about whether or not like it was a wrap for him. And I don't know. He said, I'm still here. Still standing. I'm still strong. So salute to him.
Yeah, but you're... You're still in New York, so let's see what happens.
They were winning that game, too.
Yeah. I was preparing. I was absolutely preparing. I was preparing for today. And then Rodgers was like, nah, you ain't going to need that take today.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Turnovers.
Four touchdowns.
Some turnovers happen.
I was sick. I was sick. Man, just out here.
Oh, Collins.
Slinging touchdowns around.
Collins said he was on the YouTube broadcast.
Derek Carr was. Okay.
That was Derek Carr, Brandon Marshall, and the Honey Badger, I think.
Okay.
And he just had this segment just kind of breaking down Justin Herbert. And, man, it was really good.
I watched most of that on the small screen, so I don't know how any of that went.
He was like how we feel about Shump.
Okay.
Like he was.
Okay.
Insightful, entertaining.
Yeah.
Like he did a really good job.
Okay. Good for Derek Carr. I wonder if these guys are like going straight from playing into the booth. Like the booth, like broadcasting, no matter how many years you've played or what position you play, it's a lot of work. Whether you're, you know, in studio, the demand is a little bit different than you know what JJ did this past weekend, but it's a lot of work. And I always wonder, like, Do you want to stay connected to the game? Do you not want to be bored? Mm-hmm. Are you used to traveling? Are you used to being like, because everyone says, oh, I want to go home and be with my family. I want to go home and be with my family. Then you get home and you're around your family and your family's like, hey, bro, when are you leaving?
Right.
Like, aren't you usually gone by now?
Nobody wants you around.
Like, it's like, no, we kind of got used to life without you. So
yeah.
Just go do something on Saturday and Sunday and come back. Mm-hmm. I always wonder why these guys go like straight from, because these are all JJ, Derek Carr. These are all guys who make good money. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not working for the paycheck. What drives them to go to the broadcasting booth so quickly?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know some of them just being around the game, man. Just yeah. Wanting to stay around the game.
Yeah.
Being able to talk about the game, teach the game.
Well, a guy like Derek Carr, too, football probably retired him before he got to go out on his terms.
Good point. Sure
he probably has a lot of love for it still. We're gonna stay around it.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
Shout out Derek Carr. I always liked Derek Carr.
Did anyone hear Cam?
I saw them at halftime.
So I saw them.
I heard them, too.
I did not hear them. I saw Cam, and I was like, all right, that's Cam. That's what he does.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear how it went.
Yeah, it was free-flowing.
Cam is an ESPN guy now, right?
Yeah.
Like a First Take guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it was free-flowing. Cam is actually pretty good, too. Like, okay. he's good. I see him on First Take. I catch clips of his podcast. He's pretty good. He's okay. he's good at what he does.
Him and Gilly were going at it for a minute. Then Cam won.
Cam bodied Gilly.
Cam got him, and then he got the ESPN job.
Cam bodied him. Then they had a clip the other day of Stephen A. expressing the influence that he had at getting Cam there.
Yeah, the Godfather at ESPN.
Yeah. So look, mind you, this is what happens. Like, these clips happen 90% of the time, it's decent conversation. But these clips happen, and it makes the whole thing weird. They were talking about Dak Prescott, and somehow it got on Stephen A. having the power to have Cam Newton on the at ESPN. That's what talk about that. I think it was Friday, so they were talking about his game on Thursday, and somehow that led to Stephen A. talking about he had the power to get Cam Newton at ESPN.
So we'll get back to the Raiders and 49ers. We'll go around the NFL too, and of course we'll talk about that fantastic end of week one last night as well. Do we have an opinion on the Ryan Clark Peter Schrager thing?
If you do,
hold on to it.
Okay.
If we don't, we'll just leave.
We could talk about it just a little.
Because at first I didn't,
mm-hmm.
but then I did.
I want to hear it. I want to hear what you got to say.
Stephen and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino, where we will be this coming Monday, 1 week from today. Monday Night Football. We'll be watching the Raiders and the Chargers at 32 Brew Street. Make your plans to be with us. 7 o'clock. We'll start a little mini show there at 6:30. No need to take the day off work and get there super early. We are there for the football game, 32 Brew Street at Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So I asked before the break if we had a strong opinion on the Peter Schrager, Ryan Clark thing that took place. I think it was Friday. Yeah. And because it was in response to CeeDee Lamb. And Schrager said something about the game, and Peter Schrager is very good. I always enjoyed what he did over at NFL Network. They were having a discussion about CeeDee Lamb's game, and Schrager was like, he had a really good game, but you can't help but think and point out the way that the game ended. And I don't know what the full I don't know if there was a deeper dialogue before. But Schrager was the only guy up there who wasn't a player, and Ryan Clark was the one who stopped him and said that, something along the lines of that's a non-player perspective. Mm-hmm. And Schrager immediately cut him off and said, don't demean me like that. I'm allowed to have an opinion on this. And Ryan Clark said, well, hold on, let me finish. And he lays out this scenario about how, players look at it differently in this whole thing. And I kind of thought, all right, I don't know that that's that bad. Jesse has the clip here. Let's run this.
Are you feeling okay? You look at AJ Brown, which is this number one wide receiver who got one target all night, and then you got CeeDee Lamb.
But that's the when was the one target?
That's the target.
But
though.
I'm saying
when was the one? Target?
I'm saying you could have it both ways.
54 seconds left in the game on 2nd and 11. It was the one target. He runs the out route.
You wake up this morning saying A.J. Brown has had a better day than CeeDee Lamb?
Wait, but no. You know what you wake up saying? No, A.J. Brown's team is 1-0.
Of course.
Right, that's what
I get it.
But the thing is this, though, and we shouldn't do this on TV. And so I apologize if people think this is rude. That's the non-player.
Oh, stop. CeeDee Lamb is...
Let me tell you why. I'm not looking at
fantasy football, Ryan. I'm not. Don't belittle me like that. I could come in and say, as 3X players are saying one thing and give an alternative perspective that maybe CeeDee Lamb did play well. And
Peter, what I need for you to do is not get mad and let me finish for one.
Okay, go on.
It wasn't about you. It was going to be about me.
Okay.
As a player, I can't speak for CeeDee Lamb. I'm speaking for me.
So, what I didn't know was something had already happened between the two.
I didn't know that either.
And so they had, and Ryan kind of tweeted about it. He said earlier today, maybe it happened after this, but he tweeted that earlier today I had a confrontation or something like that on the air and off the air with my colleague, and he tagged Peter Schrager, and he said, I'm going to be better. I'm going to do this whole thing. And I was like, oh, that actually feels a little bit deeper than that interaction right there. That's a miss on Ryan's part. That's a big miss on Ryan's part. Now, you can outline, I have no problem. Like, he's not the first player I've heard say non-players think differently. Mm-hmm. Like, you media people. Someone close to me once said, you media people, like, you guys didn't even play. And, like, they meant it demeaning, right? Like, but it just wasn't on the air. It wasn't on television. It wasn't on the radio. When you have so many people who work with you and work really hard at this, like, regardless of what people think of ESPN, it's still very much the pinnacle of sports talk. I don't love the way that came across for Ryan. At all.
I wish I could have like went back and saw the whole conversation, because I don't even know what they were trying to say at that. Like, I don't know what Peter was trying to argue. Was he trying to argue that CD had a better game than AJ Brown? Because if that's the case, I think he did have a better game. Now, AJ Brown, I think that's what Orlovsky was talking about. He only got one target. So some of it was out of his control. And if you want to get into the minutia of it, like, yeah, maybe AJ was blocking really well or something like that. And yeah, respect to that. But I'm just watching the game. I think CD had a better game than AJ Brown. That doesn't mean CD's a better player, or given the opportunities, AJ couldn't do the same thing or whatever. But yeah, that was the case. And to your point, I don't know why that thought would elicit that type of response. If that's what it was, I don't know why it would elicit that type of response. I don't know. And once again, not even to say in that situation that AJ Brown didn't have a good game, that may be where Ryan was going to go. Or like, hey, just because I didn't get an X amount of catches doesn't mean I wasn't blocking well, doesn't mean I wasn't doing my job as a decoy on some play. Sure, that's fine. That doesn't mean you had a bad game because you had to do all that. But statistically, and for what your main job title is wide receiver, CD outplayed him right there. So
there's
what do you got pulled up right there?
Oh, that's just I think Jay Prince had Ryan Clark and Pete Schrager. They fist bumped today. It was all awkward today at the little NFL live show.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh, they're there.
The wave is here with Marcus Spears. Mina Kimes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday up by now.
Ryan Clark, Peter Schrager, Dan Orlovsky is in a car somewhere trying to get here.
All right, it was
a little glitch. Yeah, look, they swiped it off the internet. Friends.
Ryan Clark can have a different opinion or whatever, but you don't need to tee up Pete Schrager and diminish his credibility and all that, too.
So apparently the disagreement, it came after that, apparently things were uncomfortable. Ryan, and by all accounts, Ryan Clark and everybody involved has said Ryan was completely in the wrong in that regard, which I think Ryan Clark acknowledged through his Twitter post. One thing that I think there's a hypersensitivity to it, too, because of the things that go on. How do I say this without pissing in the news cycle, in the political news cycle, like media and news has never been more distrusted than it is now, right? Like, one station gives you a version of the news that fits you. The other station gives you a version of a news that fits you, but doesn't fit the people who are watching the other news station. Right. So this idea that you're putting people on television to discuss something but aren't qualified to talk about it because they didn't do it is crazy to me. I've watched like Good Morning Football to me is the best show, period. Mm-hmm. Like, period, period. I don't watch the Major League Baseball one. I know that one is really, really good. The MLB Network one. I just don't watch that one as regularly as I do Good Morning Football. And Peter Schrager was a part of that. That is the best show, I think, on sports television. And I don't know how many ex-players have done it. Like, I know Manti Te'o is on it now. He's really good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just it's like, all right, Ryan. Like, so calm down, bro.
Ryan did that to take a shot at him.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he was trying to knock down his credibility and all that.
For sure.
I also think because Ryan hasn't, I haven't followed every move of his career. But that's not something I've seen him go to before with guys like that. There's something with Peter that I think he's feeling.
Maybe.
Especially on air to a certain degree. But there's so Sal in the chatty house, he says, so by Ryan Clark's logic, we should not take Mina Kimes' perspective seriously since she never played in the NFL. That's a dumb thing to say. Here's where I'll be careful with that type of criticism. And I wish we had more time. I'll go watch it on my own as well. But just more time to get more context to what was being talked about, what was being argued, what Ryan was saying. Because Ryan didn't say that about Peter Schrager. Peter was given a perspective on who he thought had the better game. Ryan was given a perspective about who he thought had a better game. And there is, I think there is some validity to understanding something that's as subjective as better game from a player and a non-player. Like we could look at Colt McKivitz, for example, and just if he allowed two sacks in a game, we could look at it and say, man, Colt McKivitz, he was a problem at right tackle. Like that was, they're not going to go far because he had a rough day at the office. Or, for instance, Austin Stout. That's a good one. That's what everybody's talking. Oh, Austin Stout, man, that rookie, he had a rough day. You're talking about like three plays. Three plays when he was on the field for 60 snaps. In three plays, he got beat. He got a pass interference or whatever.
But I think that was – you're right. I think that was part of the CeeDee Lamb conversation. CeeDee Lamb had a rough day. Well, no, he didn't. He had a rough moment.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. But the – like in the Austin Stout thing, players or Deamon Lamore, his other – hey, you was balling out there today, man. They had one player or two didn't go your way. Mm-hmm. But you was balling out there where somebody who – doesn't really understand being in those locker rooms sometimes, might say, he had a rough day. They was picking on him. Hey, he couldn't get right. No, not that he gave up some plays, a play or two, but he had a good day. I don't think there's anything wrong with understanding a certain perspective and outlook on something. I see it differently.
The issue, though, is when you already bring it up, oh, yeah, we shouldn't do this, so I'm apologizing. Like, you already bring it up in a bad way. I think there's a way to go about, like, the player perspective and non-player perspective, but when you bring it up, oh, yeah, I know we shouldn't do this on TV, where you're teeing the dude up to knock down his credibility. Like, that's where it's the problem, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I look at right now with Halliburton and Kevin Durant, for instance. I think Halliburton did a podcast.
I'm shocked to hear this. Tyrese?
He was at Iowa State, Iowa over the weekend as well. No boot, walking, looking good. Good for him. But he was talking
about... Does he have braids?
No braids.
Okay.
No braids. He was talking about... I think he called Kevin Durant afterwards and said, KD, do you regret playing... Maybe it was before. Mm-hmm. Like, do you regret playing in that NBA Finals? He said, absolutely not. Like when he tore his Achilles. He said, mm-hmm. absolutely not. And he's like, good, because I was going to play anyway. Like, I was going to get out there. That's what those players think and feel.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the media for days, myself included, mm-hmm. would say, man, can't let Tyrese play. Mm-hmm. Do not let him out. That's the difference. Like, a non-player might be like, no, there's no way. Where the players are like, there's no doubt I'm playing.
Yeah, I hear you. I'll speak for me using the example you used. I wasn't speaking from Tyrese's perspective. Mm-hmm. I was speaking from a doctor's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to speak from someone close to, bro, I think this is where we ended on going into that game. I'm telling you not to play. But if you're comfortable with the consequence and the consequences are grave, then okay. Like, the consequences are you tear your Achilles mm-hmm. and you don't step on the floor. Are you comfortable with that? Is your family comfortable with that? Rick, are you comfortable with that? Mm-hmm. Is it Kevin? I can't remember. Kevin Pritchard. Are you comfortable with that? Mm-hmm. As long as you're all comfortable with it, that's fine. I understand it's a chance to win an NBA championship, but you know you lose him, it wipes out any chance you have next year. Right. So if you want to take it, take it. The rehab is long. It is brutal. You can call Kevin. You can call Rudy Gay. You can call anyone who's ever tore their Achilles and ask them about this rehab process. Mm-hmm. If you're comfortable with that, so be it. As your doctor, I'm advising you not to do this. I'm advising you not to play, but you're a grown man. These are the people who sign your paychecks. You understand the consequences of this going wrong, and the chances of them going wrong are really high. Because remember, we're not talking about one game. That's like, don't let history like rewrite itself. We're not asking you to get through one game. Mm-hmm. We're asking you to get through two. Right. And that's the perspective I was speaking. And I think that's where we ended on it, because at first I was like, you can't let him play.
Yeah.
But in the end, it was like, if everybody understands the consequences,
then
so be it.
And I agree with how you put it. I remember you putting it that way, and I feel the same way. And I was just like, yeah, that's got to be his call. Unfortunately, it's like I said, there's things that I stand down to when it comes to pro sports. Like I haven't been in those locker rooms as a player. So how I feel, even as an athlete who played college basketball, they're pros different. Like when they say something, I can give my opinion. I can look at it like, I disagree, or I don't see it that way, but I don't know what that world is like and how they feel. And I say those things about like the concussions. Remember, we always have that discussion. I'd be like, you can advise, you can give them all the information in the world.
Yeah, concussions one I wouldn't do, though.
Like
you don't get the option. Sorry, dog. Times have changed. Like, if you want to rip your knee into shreds, if you want to pop your Achilles into, that's fine. Mm. Yeah, I can't put you out there. Because this is death.
Right.
There's one thing where we're talking about, like, your body, like injuries. Like, you do what you do. Mm. We're talking death. And as a medical professional, the answer is no, you can't play.
And I'm not even here to say who's wrong or right.
Kenny doesn't care about CTE. Put that as the show title.
I'm not even here to say who's wrong or right. I'm going more towards the outlook that Ryan was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's how a non-player might look at it. Those players, those quarterbacks and those players, you hear them all the time say, man, I'm playing on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I ain't even saying they're right. I'm not saying that's the way they should be looking at it. I'm saying that's their mentality. So when Ryan says something like that, I think this one was maybe to take a shot at Peter Schrager.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is a difference between how we look as people, you know, behind these microphones and how some of those players look at things being in those locker rooms sometimes.
You know who played on Sunday? Baker effing Mayfield.
Your boy.
That is my boy. Now, did he play great? I don't know. Wasn't as accurate as I'd like my man to be, but he did throw for 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, and very concerningly for, I don't know, Zabo, is it Bucks Nation? I don't know. He led Bucks the team Nation in rushing. Like, so that's, yikes. You probably don't really want that. But, hey, shout out your boy. Y'all was talking about Michael Penix before the season started. It's like, okay, maybe they do got a little quarterback right here. But Baker Bakefield was like, nah, I've done this before. That was a fun one to watch.
That was. That touchdown by Penix in the fourth quarter. I thought he was down, and then they showed the instant replay. I was like, oh, he kept the knee off the ground.
And maybe you two were right about the Falcons. Maybe there's a little something there.
Maybe, but
your Falcons.
Not my Falcons. My team that I'm supporting in this
I will situation. Claim them this season.
You're claiming the Falcons?
Yeah, it's my Falcons.
Okay.
It's all my right. Ravens. That's who it is. It's
that doesn't – you can't – all right. You no, can't claim the best team Ravens in the league.
They lost yesterday. Maybe they're not the best team in the league. They blew a 15-point lead in 4 minutes.
Yeah, they did.
Goodness gracious.
They probably – to be fair, there's probably only 2 guys they could blow that lead to.
Facts.
One of them was on the field. The other one lost on Friday.
Right. Hell, it might be three guys, and two of them were on the field, and one of them had to lead.
Right. Very true.
But Falcons still lost. That was a good win for Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's win
very good.
Is akin to the Niners win in Seattle, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That was a missed opportunity from Atlanta. Obviously, week one, a lot of football left to go. But, you know, division game against the division champions, and you had them. You had them in your sights at home and weren't able to close the deal. So, good win for Baker. Good win for the Bucks.
Did you get a chance to see Matt Stafford at all?
A little bit.
The game was ugly.
Yeah.
I thought Matt Stafford played well. At least from what I saw, again, I wasn't locked in on the Rams, but he's moving. Yeah. He looks like Matt Stafford.
I got to go back and watch that game. Got to go back and watch the film. Shout out Luke. Because that was at a tough time. That was during the Niners game. And the game I had on the second TV was Lions-Packers. So Rams, Texans didn't get much PT yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then at one point, I was upstairs watching both of the games on two TVs. And then the Niners game just got to the point halfway through the fourth where I'm going downstairs. Only one TV needed right now. I'm going down. I need more space. It was getting hot upstairs. No dual screen needed. Just Niners.
Okay.
So I have to go back and watch the Rams. Understood. But I saw some highlights. That defense is as advertised. That would be, I don't want to say the saving grace because the guy's good, but that would be the one thing that I would pause on being critical of C.J. Stroud about because he's going up against one of the top defenses in the game on the road. I want to see what there's going on. They both had top defenses. Texans defense is good too.
There was a couple of games that I really couldn't get into that I was hoping to, Packers and Lions being one. That one obviously went the way of the Packers, but I just didn't get to lock into that one as much as I'd like. And the other one that I actually was kind of curious about, it was a weird game, was the Jacksonville one. I really wanted to see Travis Hunter, but they had a weird rain delay.
Yeah, I don't know when that game
and was. I don't know. I wound up I think games were ending, and they're like, yeah, we're headed to halftime here in Jacksonville. I'm like, wait.
That's exactly
what happened. I was like, I'm going to have to catch y'all next time. I'll look for Travis next time. I don't know if Travis – did Travis play on both sides?
He did.
I know there was a plan where he's going to play the wide – he's going to start and play as a wide receiver, and then he's going to be a situational defensive back. Unfortunately, I don't think I saw Jacksonville play defense one time because of how weird that game went and it not really getting worked into the rotation.
Also beating the hell out of Carolina. Well,
so. Yeah, Bryce Young, when you're down late in the game, don't watch the mini games going on the big screen, bro. Get in the huddle. There's a video. They're just waiting. I think it's like a TV timeout or whatever. Playing the helmet race watching, or something. He's watching.
Follow the helmet around the cup.
Bryce, I think it's number two.
Yeah. Why don't you score, Bryce? And I like Bryce, but come on. Got to be better than that. I saw Travis on defense, I think once, actually. I think once. Because I ain't going to say he got mixed up, but somebody hit him with a little ta-ta. Got some separation.
Oh.
But it was all within 7 yards.
But it's a tat-tat. We don't
Travis was on his heel a little bit, and then the guy caught it, and then he tackled him. I think that was his one tackle of the game.
Okay. Right. Oh, no. Oh, Bryce. Oh, no.
He's right over here. And then the camera.
Yep.
The helmet shuffle.
Watching that. Come on.
I told you, offensive coordinator, Bryce.
Oh,
how about talking to the teammates right now?
What are you doing, Bryce?
Oh, this is a tough look for my boy. Oh, Bryce.
Oh, man.
That's tough, man.
I hope he doesn't figure it out before he plays the Niners. That's what the rest of the NFL really comes down to for me. How does this team look like against the Niners? That's how I feel about the Saints. Spencer Rattler almost led the comeback yesterday. So my antennas are up. Alvin Kamara is still there. Those uniforms were awful.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
That was... You're right, Jesse. It was embarrassing. It was disgusting. And as somebody who, I got love for the Saints, I was embarrassed for all my people.
Those are movie theater type uniform.
They look like any given Sunday.
Yeah, you don't pay for the licensing or whatever. So we're going to make this team gold and black.
Those were hideous.
Oh, man. We'll come back. There is, I mean, there's a handful of games we haven't talked about. We haven't talked about the Commanders. They looked good yesterday.
Debo Samuel.
Debo. Yeah, nice little end around there.
Yeah. What?
End around. That's a play.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Respect football, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
wow. Man's never seen an end around before.
All right. Yep. No, Bills Ravens next. James Ham coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, James Ham coming up at the top of the hour. I feel like we haven't talked Kings in a long time. Are you trying to work out a Tyreek Hill trade?
Yeah,
we're a second rounder right now.
Second rounder.
If I say it enough times, everyone just agreed to
that's
it.
That's what he's asking for. I, as John Lynch.
What am I talking to you for? Where's Kyle?
That's a great point. That is
What am I talking to you?
That is a terrific point.
Well, Jesse, good. Well, you know, and stuff, I know and stuff that you're
Hey, Mike, does he always breathe like this?
But no, I mean, we just can't, we're not doing a second and stuff, you know, something like that.
Can you imagine a conversation between Mike McDaniel and Kyle Shanahan?
Kyle, we'll take a third round pick.
Kyle says, yeah. What am I talking to you for and stuff? You won't be here.
Actually, yeah, Kyle, can I get a job in 2 months? Thank you, please. I want to run your offense. Well, I used to love Mike McDaniel, man. He turned me against him.
He don't got a curveball, man. Yeah, he got a changeup.
He really doesn't.
He was on fire. I thought he was next.
We scored 70 against Denver.
Man, he had Sean Payton looking dumb. He had him looking crazy.
And you always get extra points when you make Sean Payton.
I don't tweet number one defense my ass. Are the Miami Dolphins still good today?
Man. Well, they probably have a ring.
Don't do
they're
that.
Probably the new Chiefs.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh, Mrs. Maxine said he sounded like Keegan. Can we get air horns for Keegan and his lovely bride?
No.
He got married on Friday.
I don't have that. I don't have that.
Oh, never mind.
Sound bank.
Brr, brr, brr.
Sorry. Wait, didn't they just get engaged? That was quick, right?
Yeah.
You know, good for him.
I think it was Friday.
Love don't need to wait.
Oh, man.
Good for him. Or them. Both of them.
But, yeah, trying to work out a trade. What was your?
It doesn't sound like it's going well, just for the record.
No, we're going fourth, too, by the way, Jesse.
I'll fourth. Talk
second round pick is crazy.
Yeah, we're going
it's Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Devontae went for a conditional third rounder. He's not going for more than Devontae.
How old is Tyreek?
Old enough. He's fine.
No, he's definitely old enough. Like Tyreek is 31 years old.
Yeah, and he's still
bro,
fast.
You can have a fifth round pick.
No,
that's what
no.
I said.
You
that's
can have a fifth round
don't
pick.
Don't try to undersell
then
me
you know
when
what?
You got a receiver coming off of ACL.
Then you know
Juwan
what?
Jennings is old
it's
already.
It's fine. It's fine. You can keep him.
Fine. Yeah. Fine. We'll keep him. We're going to trade two anyways.
Cool. Good luck with that.
Yeah, that was tough.
You know
good
what?
Luck with that.
You know what I did not get yet before we get to James Hammonds? I didn't get your story of how you consumed that Ravens-Bills comeback. I gave up on the game. I was on my way to Wingstop.
Well, when you said...
I went to walk the dog, and my dad texted me Derrick Henry phone when the Bills were about to come back.
You know what I didn't do yet was Prize Picks, and then I'll tell you.
Shout out Prize Picks, because I went one for one. I won in the Raiders lineup that I had.
Okay.
Shout out to them for that. But I did not win in the Niners lineup. You know, and you know one of the reasons why I didn't win, this is the game is the game. You know, one of the reasons why I didn't win in my lineup, I had, let me get the exact one here. I had Sam Darnold, longest reception, 32 and a half yards.
This.
I went less.
Yeah.
It was 40. You know what I lost? The last drive.
Oh.
That last play to the receiver for the Seahawks, 40-yard completion. Would have had it.
Yeah, to play that, I was like, they're going to lose this game.
Oh, I thought they were going
to
lose.
They're going to lose this game.
I said, damn.
Tomorrow's going to suck.
We did all that to lose?
Yeah.
Damn. But I did win in my Raiders-Patriots lineup, and you can win too. All you got to do is download the PrizePicks app, put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Once again, promo code KIFM to get $50 to your first $5 lineup. They also have one of those max opportunities tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Jefferson,
mm-hmm.
half a receiving yard.
Mm-hmm.
So up on that, download that PrizePicks app, put in that promo code KIFM. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. PrizePicks. It's good to be right. Look who's back. Oh, my. Are you kidding me?
One of the greatest returns
Zabo
of all time.
Zabo is back. Zabo is back.
It's like AJ Lee returning in Chicago all over again. There's Zabo.
Welcome back, Zay. Hey, the money was running dry. He's I need a fight.
Hey, yeah. Zabo really came back. He says, all right, let me get this win out the way real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Zay. Russ Dog thought he was going to take the lead. Germs, I don't think he's on the board yet. You'll get there. And John Bull, I don't know what John Bull's talking about.
It's like when Magic came back to play in the All-Star game.
Hit a bunch of threes and everybody walked off the floor. That's great.
Shout out, who is that? My boy Dick Enberg on the call.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely was. Good memory. You asked how I consumed the Ravens-Bills game. This was a tough one. I didn't get to enjoy this one as much as I'd like to for a variety of different reasons. I started watching it, but you and I have television obligations every Sunday with Jake and Brendan over at CBS. So, you know, our time kept kind of getting pushed back. We had some things going on, so the game was playing in the background.
And Jake said, we'll do it live!
Yeah, pretty much. And so, right, you know, we got pushed back. White, when we finished recording, I was like, guys, I got to run. I got to go do theater pickup. I had to go pick the 11-year-old up at theater. So for the first time, because we didn't have this game yesterday, I went to Sirius XM.
Oh, look at you.
Because it's still free. So I went to Sirius XM and put on like the Baltimore Ravens play-by-play channel or whatever and heard Lamar's scramble and Derrick Henry's touchdown. This is as I'm pulling into pickup. So I'm like, okay, Ravens got the dub. That's great. I'll go home and watch the highlights. This is terrific. So Audrey gets in the car, you know, hey, how was theater? We're talking on the drive home. And then things kind of fall quiet. Mm. So I turn the radio back up a little bit and hear Derrick Henry fumble. And I'm like, I misheard that. So I turned it up a little bit more. And I'm like, it's one of those things where you're like leaning in. Derrick Henry fumbled. Like, oh, okay. Do they have a chance to do this? And so we get to the house. I get her settled. You know, get her settled and start to get her stuff ready for the next day and put the game up on my phone and then just watch Buffalo proceed to like close the sink. They score. They got the ball back, and then now I'm watching them with the, what was it, a minute, 20, minute 30, whatever it was. The Ravens couldn't have lost that final possession faster.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I don't know this for sure, but it felt like it took 2 seconds off of the game clock.
So that's kind of the same similar situation. It was 40-25 or something. Like, Bills had the ball. They were driving. And we had just got done with TV. And I told them before, I said, I'll go get some wings when I'm finished. See the score. Like, all right, man, I'm going to go pick up these wings. And get in the car. I forgot about the game. Something about it was like, let me just hear what they're saying post game, maybe, or something like that. And then they're like, oh, yeah, ball down to the one, and it's 40-32. And Josh Allen scores. I was like, oh, snap, Josh Allen scores. That's crazy. Then they go, oh, there he goes, going for two. Oh, he doesn't get it. Oh, boy. And then I said, oh, okay, cool. Let me.
They said, oh, boy, like that?
Well, it's said different cadence.
Why don't you go ahead and commentate the rest of this game?
Different cadence.
Different cadence. Whoa,
they did not call the game a dandy. I can promise you that.
Kitty going to turn this off and flip over to Fox Sports as quickly as he can. Goodness.
Yawn.
Got to find it.
But so they're like, oh, he doesn't get it, and the Ravens are going to hold on to this game. And as soon as they said that, now obviously there's a little bit of a delay, right? But as soon as they say that, mm-hmm. I said, oh, let me go to the broadcast on my phone. Let me pull up YouTube TV on my phone because I want to see, like, them take a knee, dapping up and midfield and all this other stuff. After he says, oh, it's incomplete, they don't get the two-point conversion, I turn on YouTube TV, and the Ravens are punting.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. What?
Yeah.
How do we get here? I thought we had this game.
There's three and out, and then there's what happened to the Ravens last night. It was three and gone.
Do we think there's anything to the Ravens just being chokers, and this is kind of who they are? There's that crazy graphic that's always going around on Twitter as far as these crazy leads that they keep blowing.
Did you see the one? Did you see the Harbaugh stat?
John, what is it?
John Harbaugh has blown 17 double-digit second-half leads. That's the most by any coach since at least 1991. It's a lot.
Is Harbaugh Doc Rivers?
Oh.
Why did you just ask that?
Why? Okay, why did you okay, wait that? A second. Wait a second. Is it unfair? Is John Harbaugh Doc Rivers? Okay, then. I wish you'd tell the whole story then.
No, he's not, no.
Okay, tell me why. He's got a title. Well, Doc's got a title.
I feel like Harbaugh's
tell me why.
Teams have been a lot closer than Doc's teams actually have. Like, Doc is Mike McCarthy.
Well, that's a good one too.
Yeah, that actually is a good one. Well, no.
He never said him bump too though.
Because Mike McCarthy,
Mike McCarthy's got that one Super Bowl, and ever since then he's never really got.
Yeah,
close.
But Mike McCarthy,
he just kind of
fails in the playoffs. Doc fails spectacularly in the playoffs.
Did you not see Zeke Elliott take the snap under center?
Yeah.
What's Doc's version of that? Is there anything that is comparable?
Played
to
Rajon Rondo at center.
Was that any time Paul George drew got drawn up a last second shot for?
Oh no! What did Paul George just say in the commercial?
Ball game.
Oh man, that's
tough. Hits the side of the backboard.
That's tough. That's tough. I don't know if they're chokers, but they've got to start winning some of these games.
Damn, Johnny G says Tomlin is more Doc than Harbaugh.
Ooh.
Are we learning there's a lot of Docs in the NFL?
Might be.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy, Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh.
That's a good point, too.
Sean Payton.
Hell, Norv Turner.
Oh.
You can go back a little bit if you want to.
Yeah, that was improbable. I mean, Derrick Henry fumbling.
I mean,
crazy.
Epic performance from Lamar, Derrick Henry, topped by Josh Allen.
I had a Jesse moment. I had a Jesse moment.
It's gonna mean anything.
After the scramble on third down from Lamar.
Uh-huh.
Immediately go to Twitter.
Oh dear, that's
he's the best quarterback in the world.
Fine, Mike, if he gets a Super Bowl, he's top 10 take.
You know what's great about that is I actually saw that tweet later in the night. And the good thing for you is you could have been talking about either one of them.
I've been talking about Josh. Josh was sick.
See, I knew better, and I had a feeling that I knew when you sent that, and you just confirmed it.
Oh, that
but you don't have to tell anybody. It's like it could have been anybody.
That boy was bad on that when he turned around, ran another 40 real yards to get 20.
But it was like 19.
Yeah. I was like, this boy's bad. And then here Henry gets to tell, oh, what do you think about Lamar shoving that fan?
Oh, that's okay.
I think it's okay, too. Do you think he's going to get punished, though?
Yeah, he was banned, actually, from all NFL stadiums.
No, you.
Oh,
I think he meant Lamar.
Oh, no,
I don't think Lamar
is.
Will get punished.
Lamar shouldn't.
No.
He shouldn't.
No. I also think he was defending his teammate, too.
He got pushed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, Lamar got pushed.
Well, I thought
he pushed them both.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But yeah. Didn't he push?
He pushed DeAndre Hopkins first.
DeAndre Hopkins first.
But then he pushed Lamar a lot harder or whatever.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, Lamar's. I thought Lamar.
I should have got slapped.
I thought Lamar handled it perfectly. He was like, "Yeah, I kind of forgot where I was," yeah, which is like that's the like, don't find out who some of these dudes are. Mm-hmm. You push the wrong first person, you could wind up in really bad shape.
Yeah,
Lamar not that guy.
They might hit Lamar with a little fan. Fine, I mean,
I don't think he's gonna get suspended.
Somebody was talking about suspension.
Nah, he's not gonna get suspended.
Hell no.
He's not going to get suspended.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.